Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back. I have got to explain to you guys that this evening I have an awesome show for you tonight. I would like to explain to you all that we are going to talk tonight about leveling up our lives, right? We're going to talk tonight about good health, good mind, good body, and good business and good living. This year's theme is leveling up for one reason. I explained to you guys last month that my business partner, Tika, she posted, you know, what's the one word that you're going to take into 2022? And I told you guys before, I'm not one of those New Year's resolution people. But for some reason this year, it was necessary and very important for me to have a theme, right? We need to have a theme going into 2022 based upon a lot of changes and things that have been happening, a lot of losses that we've suffered, illnesses. So when we go through trials and tribulations, family, it's best that we come out of it and level up, right? We don't go back down in the gutter. We don't go backwards. We level up. So I want to start off this evening. You guys know every month I do a monthly quote, and I usually take a quote from my social media post that I make, because literally when I make my social media post, it's based on things that I've seen, the environment in our community or online, and I want to address some things. That's what we all do for social media, so I'm going to take another quote. So our monthly quote and affirmation or thought for this month is, accomplishments are tools of achievement to be used to keep building. Don't let the celebration end before the party gets started, family. Let's take our time to achieve more. What do I mean by all of that? What do I mean by don't let the celebration end before the party gets started? So we know we work hard. We're trying to accomplish goals. We do all kinds of things to make sure that we level up, reach our goals, accomplish things, get our paycheck, right? Build our houses, buy our cars, interact with our families. But the one thing we have to keep in mind is that we do need to definitely keep track of our accomplishments. Please, whatever you do, do not negate your accomplishments. They are so important, but they are just tools, family. They really are. They are tools to keep achieving. They are not tools that you say, hey, I did a good job, now I can sit down. We can't do that. We don't have time to sit down, family. There's too much to accomplish. The world is moving too fast, and we have to be prepared for the next steps. So once you get that hurrah, hurrah, have a good time, tell yourself I did a good job, and in your mind, you have to be thinking about what's my next step. Take that time to achieve that next step. Don't ever settle for mediocrity, family. Please, that's what I mean by leveling up, right? We're no longer going to settle for mediocrity. We're going to make sure that we're achieving the highest standards and the highest goals that we possibly can. You guys know my motto, BOPE, right? Brainstorm, organize, plan, and then execute. Every business coaching client that I have, every homeschool client, every family, every parent, every child that I interact with, they all know me to do the BOPE, right? Because if we're not brainstorming first, if we're not getting our ideas out and allowing our mind to just dump, right, dump all of our fantastic ideas and our avenues, then what are we going to do next? We can't bottle our ideas up. We have to just let it flow. And then once you let it flow, organize it. Put it into some type of organization and outline, right? Then once you've done that, now you're ready to plan. Because you can't plan what you're going to do next if you haven't let the ideas float, if you haven't organized them. And while you're planning, keep in mind that you have to be versatile in your planning. And once your plan is done, family, you are now ready to execute. That's the best part of it, right? Isn't that what we do all the work for, the execution part? So let's keep in mind, as we're leveling up in 2022, family, let's remember to both brainstorm, organize, plan, and execute. So tonight, we're going to talk about healthy eating, living, and working. And I have a very, very special guest coming on tonight. she's the mother of a special needs, she's a special needs family. And if you guys don't know, I am as well. My oldest son has Down syndrome, and he's grown now, right? He's a grown man. But there's a certain lifestyle that we live as special needs families, and we're going to talk about that tonight. And Jane and I are going to explore a little bit of that. You get to share in some of that conversation that she and I always have, because a lot of times families are thrown into a special needs world, and they're not ready. They don't understand. They're confused. They're lonely. And Jane's going to give some tips tonight. I guess you can call her a coworker, but she's really like a partner and also a client of mine. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to explore some of those conversations and talk about some of those things. And one of my episodes this year, I'm going to definitely deal specifically with being a special needs family and how the world looks at special needs people. So don't worry, family. I'm going to hit on it, because remember, this year we are talking about doing things on a different level. So I want to first get into the definition of the word healthy, right? What constitutes healthy? So if we look at dictionary.com, and there were all these different definitions that I found for healthy, right? But they all had the word health in it. And I'm old school, family. I was taught by those old school teachers that told you that you do not have a definition of a word if the word is in the definition. So I kept searching and searching. And it was interesting. This is what I found for the definition of healthy. Prosperous or sound. Prosperous or sound. That's what healthy is. It means that it's something that's allowing us to succeed in a positive way, something that's allowing us to gain something, right? Or it's sound, it's strong, it's foundational. That's what healthy is, quite honestly. So let's look and take some time. Something that looks different for everyone, but there are basics that we can all do to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Let's talk about what a healthy lifestyle looks like, a lifestyle that's prosperous or sound. So when we're developing a healthy lifestyle, we have to remember that word habits, right? We all have habits, don't we? We have habits that are good. We have habits that are bad, but we have habits. We brush our teeth every day. We go to sleep every day. We wake up every day. We eat our meals. We talk on the phone. We work. Believe it or not, they are all habits. And within those habits, I want to know, are we being healthy? Are we being prosperous and sound? Let's talk about it a little bit. Let's talk about it. What's a healthy mind? Right? What's a prosperous and sound mind? Right? And why do we need one? How do we keep a check of exactly what a healthy mind is? But what you have to do, honestly, is make sure that you feel okay emotionally. Make sure that you're feeling okay as far as your behavior is concerned, right? You find yourself thinking a certain way. You find yourself going down a path or doing things that it's just not you. You don't feel like you're in your shoes. There's probably some health issues going on in their family. And I want you guys to remember, please call in if you want to talk to me later, because I have a question for the family out there tonight. 917-889-7806 and push 1, because we're going to talk about this tonight. Let's talk about some things that are healthy mind habits. Waking up in a healthy way. I remember back some years ago when I was researching, and I was a claims adjuster, and I remember getting up. I used to dread getting up in the morning, and I'm a morning person, right? But I dreaded it because it wasn't a healthy way to wake up. So I did some research, and I found there's a couple of things that you can do to wake up in a healthy way. One, you don't jump up when that alarm clock goes off. Okay, don't push the snooze button too many times either, because we know you won't get up, right? But we want to make sure that we stop the alarm and we give ourselves a couple of minutes to let our brain wake up, right, to let our body wake up. So you're still laying there in the bed and you haven't moved, but you're awake. And what's happening is your brain, the muscles in your brain are starting to function in a way that you are awake now. Because remember, the muscles in our brain don't function the same way when we're asleep that they do when we're awake. So waking up in a healthy way is making sure that our mind is ready to be prosperous and sound before we do anything. So you know, you stumble out of bed, you may fall, you may trip. That's because you weren't ready to get up yet. You weren't ready to wake up. You weren't at that healthy point where you were able to put your feet on the ground. I was talking to a client today, And I was telling him that, you know, when you're in business for yourself, you should not start your day without planning your day. And one thing that I do, and it's something that I've been doing for years now, I'm an early riser, guys. I'm up at 4:30 every morning, 7 days a week. I just am. I've always been an early riser. But I spend about an hour and a half still laying in my bed while I'm working. I spend about 30 minutes thinking about how I feel, what I want to accomplish today, right? How I felt yesterday, and what baggage am I not bringing into today? That's a healthy way to start your day, family. Don't bring yesterday's baggage into today. Don't do it. Why? Why weigh your mind down on something that you can change? With this old saying, don't even cry over spilled milk, right? Let's get up and pour a new cup of milk. Let's get a new cup of milk and let's get started. And then you're going to end your day at a healthy time. Family, we stay up all night long working sometimes. And I'm not saying that you're not going to do that, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't do that, because I'm an entrepreneur and I'm a business owner. And you best believe there are those 1, 2 o'clock evenings that I have into mornings that I'm working. But the one thing that I make sure that I do, that if I'm ending my evening or my day very, very late, I'm giving myself some time on the front end of that. Now, those of us who have 9-to-5 may not be able to do that, right? Which means then that when you come home from work, you need to squeeze some time in there to get a rest. Even if it's no more than 20 or 30 minutes. Guys, I have just become a power nap woman, because believe me, I did not do naps prior to a couple of years ago. And I still don't do them frequently, because I usually get a good enough rest at night, or I rest in the morning, right? But you have to make sure that your body is being prosperous and sound with the sleep that you're getting. That is very, very important. Another thing I want to talk about, family, is a real break versus a fake break, right? What's a real break versus a fake break? So a real break means that you are not cluttering your mind with business and work when you're taking a break from it, or you're not cluttering your mind with household work when you're taking a break from it. Parents, you're not cluttering your mind with the stress of what the children need when you're taking a break from them. That's a real break. A fake break is being on your phone texting while you're taking a break, while you're preparing a meal, or while you're preparing an assignment or a proposal or a contract. That's a fake break. That's not a real break. Because what's happening is your brain is still functioning in many different ways. You haven't given your brain the break it needs. Let's start taking some real breaks, family. Let's stop these fake breaks. They're not good for us. And family, let's stop all of this keeping the struggles and the problems inside. Find someone in your life that you can download on. Therapists are some of the best solutions for folks that are struggling, right? But if you can't get yourself, or you can't get a hold of a therapist, find someone who you trust and make that your dump person. I have one. I dump all the time with one person and one person only. But it allows my brain to take a healthy break. It allows my brain to let down some of those stresses so that I can be prosperous and sound in my actions. Now, I want to jump right into the health, right? Let's talk about healthy bodies. I'm going to talk about diet. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get into the other parts of it except for the diet. But family, we've got to do better. A lot of us are starting to eat better. We're starting to really consider growing our own foods. And I want to say fantastic. Congratulations, family. Good job. We're doing it. We are doing it. I see so many people out there that are growing their own foods, right? So with one thing, and I'm going to just go down a couple of them that some of us are doing still, and even when we have those bad habit moments that we fall back into, we have to avoid things that are high in sugar and salt. Let's just call a spade a spade. Sugar and salt are not good for us. They're not in excess. They're not. They are not. And one thing that you can do is you can substitute these unnatural sugars with natural sugars, with things like fruits, honey, and agave. I got into agave about 10 years ago, family, and it is an awesome substitute for sugar. It's actually sweeter than sugar. It really is. And it has a mild taste, so it doesn't really overpower your food. Another thing that we tend to do, I don't do this because I'm not a fan of these things, but we add excessive sauces and spreads and salad dressings and mayonnaise and ketchup to our food. All of those things have nothing but calories, sugar, salt, preservatives, and additives in them. I laugh at people, and people think I'm weird because I love a salad. I'll eat salad as many times out of the week that I can possibly eat it, but I don't put anything on my salad. Now, I'm not saying that's what you have to do because everybody is different, right? But I watch people drown their salad in salad dressing, or they pack the salad with eggs. Do you realize how many calories and how much cholesterol is in a raw egg on top of a bed of lettuce or a bed of spinach and lettuce and tomatoes and cucumbers? So let's hold back on some of that. We don't need to put a half a cup of mayonnaise or a half a cup of salad dressing on our salad. We don't need an entire half a jar of mayonnaise, right, on our bread. We don't need to squirt our food with a bunch of ketchup. We don't have to do it, family. Learn to teach your taste buds and your palate how to eat healthy. And another thing that's good that a lot of people are doing is they're introducing smoothies in replacement for some meals. You know, smoothies are really good as long as they are healthy. And I'm going to give a shout-out, guys. The owner and CEO, Rayshawn Packwood of Holistic Heart Enterprises in New Jersey. He incorporates microgreens into smoothies in such a way that you would never even know you are drinking a green vegetable, family. I'm telling you, if you are in the central northern Jersey area, check out Holistic Heart Enterprises. Rayshawn has been in the food service industry for going on, 25, 30 years, and he has some awesome smoothies. But I'm going to tell you, it is a very good way, especially for breakfast, right? We're ripping and running in the morning. We can't necessarily get breakfast all the time. A nice, healthy fruit smoothie without the sugar water substitute, please, is a very good way to substitute. And nuts, you know, pop some nuts and some fruit in the bag and take it with you on the way. Snacking on fruits and vegetables on the way are very good ways to keep your body healthy, to keep your body prosperous and sound. I know I instituted kale chips a couple of years ago for my children, and they fell in love. It got to the point where I couldn't even keep a bag of kale in the house because I would put the kale on the pan, right, a little bit, just a teeny bit of salt, pinch some pepper, a little bit of olive oil, stick it in the oven for a few minutes. And when I tell you they taste delicious, they taste delicious. It's a good substitute for potato chips. And then you're also including some iron and some vegetables in your meal. And the other thing is we have to start introducing our babies to fresh vegetables without cheese and sauces on them. All of my children were eating vegetables actually with nothing on them by the time they were a year old. I didn't put anything but maybe some salt and pepper on their vegetables. So my children have learned to enjoy vegetables without anything on them, which means they're absorbing all of the healthy nutrients in the fruits and vegetables. So family, that's the healthy body and the healthy mind. We might get into the exercise a little bit, and I want to talk about how, you know, you can walk around your neighborhood. Yoga or exercise classes, family, they are free on YouTube. But I'm going to tell you, let's support our entrepreneurs that are out there doing it, right? Everybody has links. Everybody has channels. Support them. You know, give them a couple of dollars for being in their class and watching them and learning from them and getting your exercise from them. I know we're running on the 22nd of February. My company, we're running an African Zumba class with Nzinga Reed, right, where the kids and the families can all log on for one price, and they can all get their exercise in some African Zumba. These are all exercise things, community fitness programs, right? I'm sure your local community rec center or your local city organization, they all have fitness programs that are very, very inexpensive. They are. So, family, let's spend 2022 leveling up in a healthy way. Let's make sure that our life is sound and prosperous. Let's level up. And last but not least, family, that preventive maintenance. We have to do our regular checkups and our routine exams. We can't detect diseases in our systems on our own. Some can. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of people out there that live a holistic style that are able to do that. I, for one, I know a lot of times that there's something wrong with my own self because, yeah, I was taught to do that in an early age. But a lot of us can't. So we need to see our professionals. It does not have to be an MD. You can definitely go to a holistic doctor if that's what you like. I have lots of friends and associates that they only use holistic doctors. So I want us to level up our bodies. I want us to level up our minds. And I want us to level up our lifestyles. Come on, family. Let's get it going. Let's do it. So I'm waiting. As we wait for our guests to come on, we're going to talk a little bit more about this whole level up concept, right, with healthy fitness. So, but we're going to go ahead. I think my guest is here. And when she comes in, we're going to get started. I'll introduce her. So this is going to really be, I'm so excited about this. So good evening.
So good evening.
Hello?
Yes, good evening.
Yes,
is
good
Jane?
Evening. Is it Jane?
Yes, it is.
How are you tonight?
I'm fine, and yourself?
I'm doing great.
Introduce yourself for us.
Okay, I'm Jane Broby from the D.C. area, and I run the business called Debut Solutions for Education. And primarily what I do is help parents who have children with special needs, help them to navigate the school system, help them to do IEPs, help them with homeschooling if that's what they decide they want to do, help them with tutoring, help them with resources, because I know a lot of people around the globe.
Right. Do me a favor, Jane, if you could.
Just listening on your phone.
Oh, am I on speakerphone?
Yeah, just turn off your
phone. How's that?
Right. Fantastic.
Can you hear me?
Fantastic. Thank you. Yes. Can you hear me, Phil?
Yes, I'm sorry. I forgot. I didn't know how this worked.
Just turn your phone down so that we don't echo back and forth. That's all.
Okay. You still hearing me? Okay. Let me.
Yes, I hear you. So, Jane, you and I met in a network group of
How's
ours
that?
About a year or two ago. Perfect. Much better.
Okay.
That's all. You just turn off the listening device and just talk to me. That's all. But we met about a year or two ago in one of our networking groups together. And you reached out to me about homeschooling. You started this business, and you're rolling along. Tell us a little bit about your personal experience, because I didn't get a chance. You introduced yourself. I didn't tell everyone that you definitely are a special needs mom that has been through some experiences in a special needs world, and we've talked about it extensively several times. So what I want you to do is first, can you tell me, when did you realize that life is going to be different for you? I know that was a rough one, but come on, you can tell me.
I mean, I guess I kind of knew something was not right when, you know, I was, my son, when he was first born, you know, it was hard for him to communicate then. He didn't even communicate. He was hungry. I was the one waking up to feed him, you know, because this was my second child, and he wasn't screaming every 4 hours, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so I said, this is kind of strange. So I just, you know, eventually he caught on, and when he would get hungry, he would fuss. You know, he's never been a big crier, but, after a while, I just kind of caught on. He caught on, you know, and so I thought this is just his personality, you know. And, you know, like when it was his first birthday, we could not get him to be excited. He didn't understand.
Okay.
You know, that was really hard. Yeah, he didn't get it.
If he was your first child, do you think you would have known that that was an indication?
No. How would
I
know? I wouldn't
know. Right. And I ask that because there's so many special needs families out there, and we have some that are special needs families and don't even realize that they are. You know, a lot of times, you know, new parents have no clue that these are things that they should be looking out for. So thank you for saying that. So, you know, for those listeners out there who, you know, your children aren't doing those kind of things, you may want to really take a second look and talk to the pediatrician. I have another question
because
for you.
Another thing that happened was I think as a friend of my husband's came over, and my son, he would get in your lap, and he would just jump up and down. He would yell, up and down, up and down, up and down. He would just bounce, 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 bounce. And we didn't think anything of it.
But she looked at him and she said, do you think he could have autism? You know, we're like, no. No.
Right, right.
You know, because we, this was normal to us because that's what he did.
Right, right.
You know. You know, but he, sure enough, she had it right. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Because it was the repetitiveness.
Right.
Even for a little teeny,
right.
teeny child. It was, you know, it was the repetitiveness.
Hmm.
But everything else, you know, and then when he wasn't talking by the time he was two and a half, you know, we knew we really had, you know, kept taking him around to specials. We realized we had a problem and we didn't know what we were going to do.
Wow. So now you're in the special needs world. Now you're adjusting to some things. And you and I have talked about this. And
mm-hmm.
you actually found that feeding your son healthy food helped his behavior, correct?
Well, yeah. We were at a DAN doctor, Defeat Autism Now.
Okay.
And he was small. He was in a stroller, okay? Because at the time, he and I would use the subway to go all the way into D.C., we've traveled just around.
Right.
And the doctor said, what are you? And so he was sitting there eating his bag of chips, you know, and the doctor looked at me and said, what are you feeding him? And I said, no, he's eating organic chips. So I think organic, I think, you know, it's good. He said, don't you see how his eyes are glazed over?
Ooh.
You know, so, yeah, it's from the corn. He said, he can't tolerate that corn. You need to clean your house of corn. He can't tolerate corn.
Wow.
So that was, and people don't believe you.
Of course.
People didn't believe me. Teachers didn't believe me. You know, people just thought,
right.
you know, I was just being mean. I just didn't
right,
want my son
right.
to eat. Didn't want him to have any fun with a lot of candy. You know, which wasn't true. How easier my life would have been if he could just eat any old thing. But he couldn't.
Thank you.
You know, because corn makes this guy very, very hyper.
Mm.
And it's not as bad now because he's on these special shots that he takes, allergy
okay.
shots.
Right.
But,
let's talk about that because I don't think a lot of people realize corn is actually not a food to be consumed by people as quiet as it can. Go ahead.
They say it's because it's GMO. GMO.
Mm-hmm.
All the corn that comes into this country is GMO, and that's what your son's reacting to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
what I've been
right.
told.
Right. A genetically modified object is what I call a GMO. But the GM stands for genetically modified. And you're
mm-hmm.
right. The corn, it's really, like I said, I've even read up. It's not even good for us, as quiet as it's kept. Corn was made for animals, right? Cattle and
mm-hmm.
things like that. So if you think
mm-hmm.
about it, you can't really process a piece of corn, a kernel of corn. When it becomes waste, it's cold. Corn never breaks up in your system. So be careful of that, family. I'm glad she mentioned corn. I am so glad. So now go ahead.
It's a nightmare for him to have corn. You know, so
what
Halloween comes, I have to go in. What things were good?
Yeah.
Well, we've just had to try to survive with, he'll eat meat sometimes, you know, he'll eat meat. He eats vegetables.
Okay.
You know, we can't buy juice with corn in it, you know, so he will drink water.
Okay.
You know, he'll regular stuff. He likes smoothies, you know. I can, like I told you, apple juice and spinach leaves and kale leaves and pears to make it nice and thick.
Right.
He'll drink that now, you know, that kind of stuff. That's so, you know, because I took him to one of those feeding clinics. You know, and
mm-hmm.
they said to bring something he liked, something he didn't like, you know. And so they said, okay, open up the food he doesn't like. And I opened up this vegetables, and he ate it like he'd been eating it all the time. And I was like, you little.
Don't they do that to us every time? We get in front of the professionals, and all of a sudden we become the biggest liars in the world.
I was like, oh, my, how embarrassing.
So now you're maintaining your son's healthy lifestyle, right? We talked about how you had to transition him. You and I have talked about how you transitioned him from school to homeschooling. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But since we're talking about health, one thing that a lot of times caregivers don't think about is their own health. How do you maintain your own health while being a caregiver of a special needs individual?
Well, you know, support, I think, from my husband says, you got to go to the doctor. We can't afford to have you sick. So, you know.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So I try to make sure I get all my appointments. You know, at the end of the year, I always have a mammogram and a pap smear and all that physical and all that stuff. You know, I have issues. You know, when my son was first diagnosed that same year, my husband and I got diagnosed with high blood pressure.
Oh, wow. Oh,
it's
my gracious.
Stress, yeah. Yeah,
right,
yeah,
right.
It's a stress. But, you know, I mean, it's under control. We've never had neither one of us had a stroke or anything. You know, it's fine.
Great, great.
Yeah.
Great.
But
So I want to talk a little bit about your transition to homeschool. You know, we both are homeschoolers. You know, I'm a lifelong homeschooler. So,
right.
You know, we talk, and I'm reaching out, and I'm saying this because there's a lot of families out there who have special needs children that are in school systems. And they're not happy. And I'm not, don't, family, I want you to understand, I'm going to say this first and foremost, every school system is different. Every school system across the country is different. So we're not going to do a broad brush of all school systems. And don't think that I'm not a proponent of school, right? Because if that's what's best for your family, that's what's best for you. But you chose homeschooling. And without getting into all of the, you know, the way down details of all of the negative, just give me kind of like three things that you experienced that made you realize that homeschooling was better for your special needs child.
Well, my son, you know, he was doing well in ninth grade. And he was very happy there. And they brought these teacher's aides who he knew. And he worked well with them. And then in 10th grade, they took him away. He had employee one. They took that. They took employee away from him. So he became a basic behavior problem, you know, because he didn't have the people he was used to working with anymore. And, you know, he started a new communication program under the table we didn't tell them about. And he became a behavior problem. And so my husband said, "Jane, you got to figure out something else. We can't keep doing this."
Right.
So, and it wasn't a problem at home. It was a problem at school, you know.
Right.
And
right,
so,
right.
You know, so at the end of the year, I said, "Okay, let's try to do homebound." So because I wasn't sure how to teach him, even though I'm a teacher, I wasn't sure exactly how to do it. So
you were a teacher by trade, correct?
Right, right. But I'd never worked with someone who was non-speaking, so I wasn't sure how to do it, but I was learning. And so I kept working with him, and he started taking, we finally took about a year before they got us somebody who really understood him to work with him one-on-one. And he did pretty good, and then he took online classes, and
okay.
I got him into this communication program, and he did all these online classes with them. And that helped him, and I began to understand how to work with him. And we just took it from there, and then we decided somebody made some suggestions about some stuff that was online, and he's good with online classes. He doesn't mind them.
Okay.
Some kids don't care for that. And so, you know, he's working on his high school diploma.
Awesome. So there
I'm
are
not going to go into the negatives, but, you know.
Yeah, that's what I said. We're gonna, you know, you're gonna keep it positive, healthy, 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 right?
Right.
And I laugh. You and I talk all the time, but we laugh because, especially in these families, a lot of times we literally can't get bogged down in the negative. If we were to get bogged down in the negative, do you agree that we would probably not even get anything done in the course of a day?
Yeah, you can't. You got to keep going. You can't think about it.
Yeah.
You
so
know, you got
to
think positive for your kids.
Right. Right. And as it sounds like you're explaining to me, it's a process that you go through. So what are some tips that you would give a family that just found out that they had a special needs child?
Well, I always say go take a vacation.
Needs, because we know that's broad brushed, right? We can't do special needs. Let's talk about autism specifically.
I say go take a vacation.
You said take a vacation.
Take your child. Yeah, take a vacation. No, I have this on video. Take a vacation.
Wow.
Your kid is still a child. You know, you need to go enjoy them for a little bit, then come back and regroup because you got a long journey. You know, you're going to have to set up Medicaid stuff. Make sure you get yourself some attendance. I see a lot of people online who do not have attendance.
Yeah.
And I don't get it. I'm like, you know.
Are they expensive?
I couldn't get half.
Is that expensive?
No, it's through Medicaid. It's free.
Say that again, Jane. It's free.
Free. Once your child has, that's why I said that's the first thing you want to do is set up your Medicaid, get your attendance. You know, when they come to your house to assess your child, I hate to say this, make it look as bad as you can so that you don't, because I've heard people say, well, they said my child, oh, you want them to look bad, you know, really bad, so that they'll say, oh, yes, this child needs help, you know.
Right, right.
If you have to, go to the doctor, get some, say, oh, he needs, if he doesn't need sleeping pills, he needs sleeping pills, just so you can get the support you need. You don't have to even give it to him, you know, because sometimes they act really dumb when it comes to this. But, yeah.
Right.
Because they can help you. You can work in a child. These Medicaid people can at least get your child bathed and get them on the school bus, meet the school bus, so you can keep working.
Right.
Take them to appointments. Take them for a haircut. You know, all these things.
You know. Just need help, especially family.
Yeah, you can get. I'm so grateful for the one we have right now. She can take him around town and, you know, do things with him and keep, you know, help to keep him busy and stuff like that.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, because in the meantime, you're tired. You're stressed. You're exhausted because you've had to give basically almost 24-hour attention sometimes based upon his mood and what he's going through. Am I right?
Yeah, if he's sick, yeah.
Right, right. So now let's talk a little bit about what you do with the special needs family. So you're an IEP advocate, correct?
Yes.
What
I do
that?
Is I can, okay, so I can, because I have a teaching background, I do understand what an IEP is, okay? And I have, you know, I have written stuff for them. So I can look at and say, and I can go back and say, well, if you say your child is on the third grade level, they should be pushing this skill or that skill in addition to whatever other special needs skills your child might need in terms of socialization, speech, OT, or physical. Or they also need to push. You need to push and don't sign if you can't get the academics that your child needs.
So let's explain what an IEP is.
An individual education plan. And it's just based on your child and your child's needs.
Okay.
And
so
it's set up.
It's
set up for somebody that might need extra help and might not be able to supposedly keep up with the regular school goings on. And sometimes, you know, they might be able to keep up. You know, but you have to judge that with the school system. You know, you have to go, you know, years ago, my son was not able to access the regular curriculum like he can today. He just couldn't. You know.
So you had an IEP advocate would be one to be able to communicate that to the teachers and the therapists?
Well, they already kind of make up their minds. You have to understand your child. You have to be able to say, no, I don't think he can sit in a regular classroom and do that. He needs one-on-one, you know, or he needs this.
So I don't have to accept what they tell me then?
No. You know your child.
Okay.
You know,
that's
and you don't have to.
Clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you don't have to sign. This is not, you're not forced to sign. People say they have to sign. You don't have to sign. You don't have to sign.
Thank you. Thank you for repeating that. And we're talking like this because each of us have experienced this. So, you know, that's the reason why I believe Jane went into becoming an IAP advocate, because she told me specifically she didn't want another family to go through what she had to go through. She really did not. So, Jane, how do we get a hold of you? If I need help with my special needs services with my child and I need someone to hold my hand through the process so that I know what's going on and what I should be demanding, how do I get a hold of you?
You can call me or you can get on my calendar. My number is 703-606-7963. Or you, it's https://calendly.com/JK Broby. Or you can find me on Facebook.
And Broby spelled B-R-O-B-B-E-Y, guys. Just to let you know.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh. And the name of your company again?
JB Solutions for Education.
Awesome. Jane, thank you so much for calling in. I hope our family got a lot of good information. I really think you empowered some folks tonight. I really do. The information you gave should be very helpful for people that are confused, lost, and not sure where to go. So thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thank you for having me. Bye.
Have a good evening. Family, oh, gosh. Jane and I, we go on and on and on talking about, you know, our special needs experiences. And I want to say to any family members out there who have a special needs individual in their family that they're responsible for taking care of, please don't go in it alone. Remember, we're talking about leveling up. We're talking about a healthy lifestyle. So we have to make sure that we as the caregiver remains healthy. And a lot of times that means bringing in some outside help. We don't have to be superheroes to be loving caregivers. We really don't. We have to be able to share in some of this responsibility sometimes with folks, because we're human beings. We're not robots. And some of us aren't even equipped to handle some of these struggles. So please reach out to Jane if you need some help with the education plan for your child. You can always contact your pediatrician, who can direct you to therapists and specialists. If your child is in school, reach out to the school counselor or the teacher. But I'm going to tell you, start with your pediatrician first. Honestly, that's the first place to start if you have a special needs child. And secondly, please take care of yourself. Jane told you the first thing you should do when you find out this is your new lifestyle is take a vacation. And I don't think she could have said it any better than that, because you have to maintain your own health. Family, is that time of the day. Oh, we have to get ready to end. I hate leaving you guys, right? This is such a great talk, and I wanted to get some of you callers on today, but we kind of ran into some time schedule. So, but I want you all to level up your lives, family. Please, family, let's begin to look at our life as very, very important. Let's begin to look at our health as pertinent parts of our daily habits. Let's start to increase habits that are prosperous and sound, right? It's 2022, we're in the second month, and we have much more to go. I really want you guys to have an awesome child, an awesome year and an awesome month, family, and I'm going to make sure that we are going to revisit this special needs conversation again, because I know it's a lot of us out there struggling with this. And I want to give you guys some more tips and some direction, because I've been through it as well, and I'm on the other side of it now. Have an awesome month, family. I want you to make sure you always develop it just as it happens. Take care and have a good evening. Peace, family.